640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Anti-abortion activists are at the U.S. Supreme Court, which is expected to decide shortly whether an abortion pill approved decades ago should stay on the market during a legal challenge. It's just one of many moving parts on abortion. Correspondent Willie James Inman.
Democrats in Congress have been trying to make access to abortion the law of the land, but they've made little headway.
We are in control, quote unquote, of the Senate by two votes on a good day, where the Republicans control the House of Representatives. The notion of a legislative fix doesn't reflect the political reality of the Congress that we're facing.
Republican-controlled houses passed national abortion bans in 2013, 2015, and 2017.
The House will be in order.
But say they're not trying to do so again this year.
It works through committee. The Supreme Court has made that decision. It goes to the states. The states will take up that issue.
The issue is already front and center for many headed into the 2024 campaign.
In St. Paul, the Minnesota State House has passed bills supporting abortion rights and transgender care while banning conversion therapy. Demonstrators want the Senate to do the same with Democrats in control. That is expected to happen. The U.S. military is standing by to help Americans escape violence and danger in Sudan, but, says CBS's David Martin,
Defense Secretary Austin said just a short time ago that no decision has yet been made to go in and evacuate Americans using the U.S. military to bring out U.S. diplomats.
The gun used in last week's mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky, may never have another owner. That's if the gunman's relatives get their way. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The family of a man who shot and killed five people and injured several others in Louisville, Kentucky, is working with authorities to get his gun destroyed. Under a controversial Kentucky law, guns confiscated by law enforcement agencies are given to state police. They are then auctioned off rather than destroyed. That means the gun used in the Louisville bank shooting could end up back on the streets.
Younger Americans are finding the price of owning a home is out of reach. More from CBS's Jason Brooks.
Zillow says a new study found that 52% of Gen Zers and 57% of millennials who don't currently own a home believe they'd need to win the lottery to afford one. Given the extremely low odds of that happening, more realistic options include working more, with 40% of millennials saying they would need to get a second or even third job, and 28% of Gen Zers would need to change careers.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 27 points and the NASDAQ has gained 28. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Plans for a Microsoft data center on land intended for Mount Pleasant's Foxconn site are moving forward. On Tuesday, the Racine County Board of Supervisors approved the deal for the land sale. It remains unclear how many people will be employed there once work is completed, but if it happens, this will be the first major development in the industrial park since Foxconn began work in 2018 on what was supposed to be an LCD manufacturing plant employing 13,000 people. That never happened. Foxconn currently employs about 1,000. The deal requires Microsoft begin the first phase no later than July of 2026. Wisconsin's statewide tornado drill has been reset for today. Sirens will activate in many counties across the state at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. The drills are meant to familiarize you with what the sirens sound like so you know when to seek shelter during severe weather. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope ball. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers.
I'm Brian Kelly.
Yeah, you are. The big guy's back after a little quick trip to the Fox Valley yesterday. Back on the airwaves with me on this Friday afternoon. How you doing, big guy?
I'm good. I got the finest that the gas station in Oshkosh had to offer with delicious treats. I had
it was beef a jerky quick trip. A quick trip with a Q, not a with a K. It was.
No, I did not stop at that
speedy trip. Yeah,
K. I did not.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM, and so many more terrific radio stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And Brian, it's Friday. It is a big old Friday, and we've got...
And just yesterday, it was Monday.
It's weird how fast it goes. We got four tickets to give away to tomorrow's game for the Milwaukee Brewers hosting the Boston Red Sox. Turns out Jack from Merrimack, I gave him away a set of tickets yesterday, but he unable to make it. So we got a family four-pack. If you want to go to the Brewers game, we want to hear. We've got a little trivia question. With tomorrow being Earth Day, the Brewers game being on Earth Day, what anniversary are we celebrating of Earth Day? Tomorrow, April 22nd, 2023. If you've got the answer, you can win a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow's Brewers game, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-96-PARTY. And a little housekeeping, I guess, for PSA. Dick from Madison, we need your email to be able to send you your tickets to the game tonight, Dick. I've been trying to get a hold of you. Our producers have been trying to get a hold of you. But give us a call. Give us your email so you can go to tonight's game. Otherwise, we're going to have to send somebody else. But 844-967-2789.
It's worth it, folks. It's a great tickets.
Yeah,
you got a great
experience.
Team. Your team's playing your team's just about the best in baseball right now.
Yeah,
and you got Corbin Burnes out, which is amazing.
And Woodruff.
Woodruff.
And Corbin doesn't know. He's got to throw again this weekend, I think. He's going to play catch with the team and see how he's doing after. Didn't know if it was a strained pec or some other chest problem, but there was some soreness or uncomfortability that Corbin Burnes was experiencing. So TBD
But, well, tonight you got Freddie Peralta, and yeah. He is electric.
Fastball Freddie, a lot of fun to watch. So Dick from Madison, give me a call, man. Let Evan know. We'll get you those tickets for tonight.
And the Red Sox are in town, and they're not necessarily great. So go get after it. And you can listen to the Brewers on WISS and WXCO and WRCO in Richland Center.
RCE
in Richland Center. See,
thank you, Brian. See, you look at you. You're taking care of the housekeeping, which is why we're giving away the terrific tickets, because we have two terrific Brewers affiliates here in the Civic Media Radio Network. Our flagship WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which I can catch in Sun Prairie, 1100 a.m.
That's awesome.
It makes it all the way to my area of Dane County. But also WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. You want a four-pack for tomorrow. We want to know what anniversary we are celebrating of Earth Day, founded here in Wisconsin by State Senator Gaylord, or excuse me, he was a U.S. Senator and Governor Gaylord Nelson. What anniversary are we celebrating of Earth Day tomorrow? 844-967-2789. And we'll be able to give you away that four-pack for tomorrow. But Brian, you missed your favorite day yesterday, and we'll get into that a little bit more, and so many more.
That was what frustrated me about most about the entire thing, was missing the holiday with you guys on the air.
Yeah.
And then railing against the entire world for just the demonization of cannabis for just stupid political angry reasons, basically. Nixon was like, well, we can't lock him up. So we can outlaw cannabis, and then those people won't necessarily vote, and then I can win an election. Not because I have great ideas, but because I locked people up and cheated to go and win an election in different ways. And
also broke in. Not only just locked people up, but also broke in, and then, you know, that kind of led to his demise.
Really good stuff. Really, really, really awesome things. And the one good thing he did, the Republicans, that's the one thing that they're trying to undo. So that's good.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, we got a couple of different shades of green that we could talk about here on Dueling Tangents. So let's throw these dueling greens. And yesterday, Will and I discussed the proposal. I believe AP's Scott Bauer referred to it going up in smoke, but we'll see what happens, because there's a lot of 420 puns that were thrown around yesterday. But Republicans,
those are awful, by the way. Like the ones that I've read anyway. The ones that I've like read in like the. And the Dems pushback are just stop it. It's awful. It's bad.
You're not a fan? You're not a fan of all puns?
No. Listen, I like puns, and this is just bad.
Come on. Okay. With Dems, this is a headline that you shared. GOP cannabis proposal fails to draw a spark.
Read on.
Oh, today, Speaker Voss, and this was released yesterday, but today, Speaker Voss announced that the latest Republican attempt to take some sort of action on legalizing medical marijuana, in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, for nearly two-thirds of Wisconsinites who support full legalization of recreational marijuana, this latest, quote, plan is likely headed nowhere. In fact, Republican politicians in Madison have torpedoed a dozen different proposals to legalize cannabis in the last two sessions of the legislature alone. I don't see any more puns. Where were you seeing the other ones from here? Are they farther down?
Okay. Towards the bottom.
It's the quote. Okay. Gotcha.
It's high time Republican politicians in Madison join the broad majority of Wisconsinites who support legalizing recreational marijuana. Unfortunately, all Robin Voss and the rest of Republican leadership seem to be able to do is huff and puff about proposals that are clearly going nowhere.
Oh my God. Just the crusty clown voice that comes with it.
This bit goes on for another 8 minutes.
The puns are pretty unbearable. But we also have another green headline from this week, Brian, and it is Governor Tony Evers signing the executive order creating the Green Ribbon Commission on Clean Energy, effectively taking a step forward to have a, quote, green bank here in Wisconsin, an innovation fund that would allow for easier access to renewable energy and pursuing a more renewable future here in Wisconsin. So a good kind of clean. Love to see more in that direction of green, but seems like there are both parties taking steps on green this week, with Earth Day right around the corner tomorrow.
Well, Governor Evers also planted more than 12.9 million trees in 22 all last year.
That's a lot of trees planted last year.
I know. I'm pretty sure. I can't wait to hear the conservative pushback on this. Yeah, you're trying to falsely create the forest, and we just you're just ruining it all. Planting trees.
Uproot those trees.
And stupid Democrat trees.
Oh, Brian, it is good to be back on the air with you, my friend. But those are the headlines talking about green. 844-967-2789. If you've got an answer for our question today, what anniversary we're celebrating of Earth Day tomorrow, we're going to send you to tomorrow's Brewers game on Earth Day. 4-pack of tickets, 844-967-2789. And truly, Brian, do you think the question yesterday was this Republican proposal to move forward on medical marijuana? Is it lip service or is there some?
It's a bunch of crap. It's just a bunch of crap. From the beginning to the end, it's just a bunch of crap. Let me tell you why. Because most of their proposals are essentially saying, "Oh, I see all these kids on their smartphones with their TikTok and all these wonderful cellular plans. Hey, why don't we just do a landline with a wireless phone?" They're proposing plans that might have actually worked in the 1990s. That's the sensibility they have. And don't get me wrong. It's not like the Democrats really have a really solid idea of what the heck they're talking about either, because none of them could possibly even get near or touch or even be around marijuana whatsoever, because otherwise their entire political career would be ruined. So everybody who is dealing with this, who has a stake in whether this actually happens, has no idea what the heck they're talking about when it comes to marijuana. When it comes to cannabis at all, as a drug, as a culture, as what it means to anybody. Our biggest proponent right now in Wisconsin is Senator Agard, who has been fantastic. But she has had to educate herself extensively to be able to actually advocate in an actually beneficial way.
Yeah.
Because right now, great. It's awesome. Illinois, you know, they legalized marijuana. That's great. That's awesome. One, it's expensive as hell. And two, basically three companies distribute all the weed.
It's a very
because
large...
nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows what they're talking about. And most of the stuff they had to do is all cash based anyway, because banks won't take their money for some stupid reason. It's just insane. The people that are advocating for it have no idea what they're talking about, and the people who are and then you see the Republicans and you're like, you don't even know that you don't even know what you're talking about, you know. And it's sad and it's obnoxious, because at the end of the day, the only reason it's federally not legal is because of some stupid political grudge that a bunch of old white dudes had. That's literally it. Speaking of stupid things that you know, legacy crap that we're only doing because of spite. We're also affected by the spite and crap of Scott Walker as well, because political ambition, really important. We're going to talk about Foxconn a little bit later on, too. It's going to be awesome. How many times, how little understanding this country and this state and this and our how little understanding the world is ruled. It is amazing.
It is something that we're going to keep talking about. It's a very important topic here on Dueling Tangents. And yeah, we got updates on Foxconn. We got updates on other Wisconsin headlines. We'll take your tangents as well. 844-967-2789. Giving away a 4-pack of tickets. If you could tell us what anniversary of Earth Day it is tomorrow on Earth Day. Going to send you and three other friends to the Brewers game. And Brian, it's just terrific to be with you on the airwaves on a Friday afternoon, my buddy.
Captain Planet!
Dueling Tangents will be right back. You're listening to us across Civic Media. 844-967-2789.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and healthcare. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 59. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 34. Overcast skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, highs around 44. Temps below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
About your day, you can listen to us on the go. Civic Media app, download it wherever apps are downloaded.
True.
It's true. It's true. I thought you had something more to add. I was like, oh, okay.
No, download that app. You can do it. It's great.
Do it. Do it and download the app. Take us with you. Listen wherever you go.
It's really cool because when I'm in the car, I can bring it up on my touchscreen on the Nissan Connect situation. Mm-hmm. And I can switch from station to station across the entire state. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome. You should download the Civic Media app. 844-967-2789. We are asking, what's the anniversary of Earth Day today? Giving away a four-pack to the Brewers game tomorrow, hosting the Boston Red Sox. 844-967-2789. Let's see if
that
Dan...
game, by the way, is Wade Miley versus Garrett Whitlock.
There you go. And Miley looked good the other day when he was in Arizona, I believe. Arizona or the Padres? Padres last week.
Miley's one of those sneaky pitchers. If he's right, he's nearly unhittable. He was looking good. I believe thrown a no hitter before.
Really? There you go. Yep. We got Dan in Menominee Falls. Dan, do you have an answer for our trivia question about Earth Day tomorrow?
Hang on, I'm going to make a left without getting killed.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Please mind the road. And
yes, absolutely.
Menominee Falls left turns are very dangerous. This would be the number 53rd Earth Day. The first one was in 1970, I believe.
That is correct, Dan. The 53rd anniversary of Earth Day tomorrow, and you can celebrate by going to the Brewers game. You and three friends going to get a four-pack. We will get your information, so stay on the line. Evan, our producer, will take down your info. We'll get you sent to that game tomorrow. And you're going to get four tumblers, Christian Yelich tumblers, if you're one of the first 30,000 individuals in attendance tomorrow, Dan. You got any more tangents on Earth Day or what we're discussing, or you're all set for just the tickets, Dan?
Well, I'm set for the tickets. You know, I just want to tell you something I told one of your guys before. This whole business with the Republicans and all that, you have to look a little deeper than just on the surface. And I told them, MAGA, that stands for Make America Go Away, and they're doing one hell of a job. So when people tell you MAGA, just think of it, Make America Go Away.
Appreciate it.
Have a nice day, boy.
Thank you, Dan.
You as well.
Stay on the line. We're going to get your information, and you enjoy the Brewers game tomorrow. Folks, if you want to still share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You have to look deeper at these proposals. I feel like, Ryan, and to me, yesterday, as I shared on air, this feels like a no-brainer for Republicans to be able to try to get some progress done to make up for the lost ground that they've had in statewide elections here in Wisconsin over the last 7 years.
You don't understand the corner they've painted themselves in. On one way they have to go and, you know, say, oh man, the libs were right on this one.
They don't have to come out and say that. They just say, okay, we've looked at a bunch of studies and we're changed. We changed our mind. We're going to support this. We're going to put forward a bipartisan proposal and we're going to, and they could take as much credit for it as they want. They could just take all the credit and it should be up to everybody involved to try to get their word out about why they deserve credit. But
Luke,
the Republicans
really
could have
like
a slam dunk. Yeah, they could have a slam dunk win.
People would really like it if they did this, and they'd have a lot of money for the state, and they might even justify giving away tax breaks for their rich friends, and people might not even care because they were rolling in dough otherwise. And it might actually, it might work out for them. And that's, again, because I'm saying it, literally because I'm saying it, they're going to not, because the spite is so damn strong.
You think it's the spite? Okay. All right.
You know how strong spite is working? They are holding on. These people are like, you know what? It's either Trump or DeSantis, and that's it. There's no other people at all.
To be fair, I don't think anybody's even saying that it's either Trump or DeSantis. I think
enough people are a factor is my point.
I think
at this point, are you seriously like, no, that's my guy?
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're all still saying Trump. Like, he's leading at all of these polls and getting to the point where DeSantis is like, oh, maybe I won't even announce a run. Who knows? Because he hasn't officially announced anything.
Well, it's kind of hard to be the governor of a state that's flooding and you do nothing about it. So
yeah, it's very hard to tend to your state's needs when you're campaigning across the country. But
kind of hard to go and, you know, campaign and say, hey, I'm a great governor, when you basically put all your state's pensions in Bitcoin instead, lost all their money. And, oh, wait, that is never going to come out, is it? That won't come out in a national election situation, is it? No?
It's also very hard to govern when you just have, you know, food all over your fingers. But, I mean, most people just would wash their hands, but I don't know.
Not necessarily. You could just, you know, have Big Macs all the time, and it's just, you always have, because the benefit of having all those Big Macs and the individual wrapped meals is that they all have napkins with them, so there's napkins around all the time. That's why Trump is superior. This is really a discussion that people are having. This is my point.
Yeah, that's
going back to why you're like, really? They're not going to do this because of spite? It's a win, slam dunk. They make money. People won't even care about anything. They could give money away to their rich friends. And they could probably let their rich friends who own all these cannabis corporations at this point anyway, like Boehner, come in and run the entire state for them. And they'd be heroes. And people would go, yay! And they'd be like,
winners. I forgot that John Boehner is in cannabis again.
But then again, there's always spite.
The spite is strong.
There's always spite in putting guns instead of your kids on the trucks and putting, you know, Confederate flags on your trucks, which is really important, and being poor all the time and angry. There's that instead.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. It's a head-scratcher. If it is spite, if you've got another thought, tell Brian he's wrong, or tell us what your thoughts are. 844-967-2789. One of those, you know, things that won't go away because of spite. Foxconn. And some more hateful language is coming out. We're going to talk about. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. It's a Friday. Share those tangents with us. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A Supreme Court decision on an abortion pill has people on both sides watching, along with drug makers. CBS's Jan Crawford.
They are very concerned, not only in addition to the significance of the issue for abortion rights and access, but the bigger picture issue of what it would mean for other prescription drugs down the road. So this is major implications here at multiple levels and across the board.
Law enforcement officials say they've charged four men in connection with hundreds of stolen guns in Indianapolis. U.S. Attorney Zachary Myers.
Over the course of months, these stolen guns disappeared from the stream of commerce and were pumped into our communities and into the hands of people who had no business having them.
On the day before Earth Day, a CBS News survey looks at climate change. CBS News pollster Jennifer DePinto.
Two-thirds of Americans think people need to address climate change soon, including more than half who think action is necessary right now. And this level of concern spans across gender, racial, and age groups.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Thousands of daycare centers are in jeopardy in Wisconsin, and families may soon see their child care costs go up. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families says funding for the Child Care Account Stabilization Payment Program is expected to be cut in half soon. Officials say there's much less federal pandemic relief money to work with. The program keeps 3,000 daycare centers in Wisconsin in business. People in southeast Wisconsin are busy cleaning up after thunderstorms rolled through late yesterday. There was flooding and downed trees and power lines. We Energy says about 1,700 homes and businesses lost power at some point. Bayview may have gotten the worst of it, with hail, flooding, and a tree came down on someone's car. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle.
All right, I won!
And 100 envelope wall. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Sometimes when you like, this is a visual product too. You can check us out on the Facebook page.
You can
Civic Media Facebook app on your Facebook. Civic Media Facebook page.
We're broadcasting to the Mad Radio Facebook page today, bro.
Oh, we're on the Mad Radio today.
We jump back and forth sometimes.
I'm pretty sure you can find it either way because it gets shared all the time. But point is, we're a visual product, and every now and then when they. Situation is right. I like to use the frame, and today I was using it for finger dancing. I was bringing my fingers in around the frame because it's basically my giant head and headphones, but and my shoulders, but I can bring my fingers around, and I dance my fingers to the beat of the music. You should check it out when you can.
Folks, it's welcome so back to Dueling Tangents. Welcome back. It is extremely entertaining as somebody that is watching the visual project as we go here.
It's great.
On Facebook as well. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. And Brian, maybe you're right. Maybe it is just all politics of spite at this point because, yeah, they could take a slam dunk win. They could. Doesn't seem like they're going to. It would It would be something to applaud here, and we could see a bipartisan compromise on it for the Republican-backed proposal in the Wisconsin legislature, or the idea of a Republican proposal for medicinal marijuana. And it doesn't seem like it's going to actually come to fruition. It seems like it's just lip service paid on a particular day of the calendar year, 420.
But I don't know who. It's because the people who actually want cannabis reform are like way beyond any of these proposals. Yeah. They're already like way down the block, down the highway. It's faster. We're going to get high speed internet to Illinois and to Minnesota and to Michigan faster than we will get legalization of cannabis here with Republican legislature.
You think so?
Yeah, because the thing is, federal.
Yeah, federal train. All right, that's a fair point. Yeah.
Or we'll get a federal,
a federal grant right that the Evers administration could accept, maybe. But yeah, the Republican-backed legislature wouldn't actually fund
That's how we survived COVID as an economy in Wisconsin, because of federal aid. And Tony Evers did something about it.
The Main Street bounce back.
Nothing to do with the Republican legislature.
$175 million allocated by the Evers administration to address Main Street businesses around the state of Wisconsin. That's not just Madison and Milwaukee. That's everywhere. That's Amory,
directly.
Wisconsin. That's Wausau, Wisconsin. That is where we are broadcasting, everywhere affected and helped by those Main Street bounce back grants. But the reason why I think you're right then, is politics of spite, is because rather than say, okay, we're going to come up with better ideas, it seems like a lot of individuals in the conservative circles of these think tanks and policy boards and the people behind closed doors that make a lot of the decisions and say, well, this is what the Republican Party is doing. Cleta Mitchell, the Bradley Foundation attorney that knowingly was on the call, I believe that Trump call in 2020, when Trump was trying to get the Georgia Secretary of State and the governor of Georgia to flip votes and change the election results in Florida. Or not Florida, Georgia.
In Georgia.
Thank you. Cleta Mitchell was on that call.
That was Bush in Florida many years
ago. That was anyway. 2000. That wasn't 2020. That was 2000.
Probably some of the same people, but anyway.
Oh, well, some of those people landed on the U.S. Supreme Court, Brian. But,
yay!
But Cleta Mitchell, over last weekend, according to reporting that's come out now, was pitching the RNC, the Republican National Committee? Because the convention is the big party next year that we're hosting for that RNC. But RNC, Republican National Committee, about what they need to do ahead of 2024, Brian. And Cleta Mitchell's suggestions, not better ideas. We need to make it harder for university students to vote. And we should eliminate same-day voter registration. Let's make it harder for everybody to vote. And that's how we can win in 2024. Not better ideas. Not, hey, this is how we can grow our appeal with more voters. We're going to make it harder for university residents to vote. And we're going to end same-day voter registration in states like Virginia. Oh, and Wisconsin. Because we are a same-day voter registration state. And so it is just tremendously obvious that these recordings are coming out. We know these are... People behind closed doors in these conservative circles are just saying, let's make it harder to vote and let's prevent college students from voting. We don't have any other ideas except that.
And what angers me about this is because although I do back Democrats when I vote, and I back Democrats right now ideologically, the lack of Republican participation is really destroying any ideas whatsoever. Because right now in this state, all the Dems that we have can propose all the great ideas that they want. They know it's not going anywhere. They know it's not doing anything. And they can come up with any legislature they want, you know, any type of legislation they want. It's never going to happen. So even if they have a great idea, it's not going to go anywhere. But then what's the use of coming up with those good ideas if you're just nothing is going to happen? Yeah. Because the Republicans are not going to do anything about it.
It makes it harder and harder.
That's what angers me about it. Because there are things like the roads getting fixed. It's not a partisan issue. Everybody needs the roads. We need the roads to be safe for
safe water. One of the biggest coming out of the
during
tap.
COVID was the trucking industry. Yeah. The trucking industry shuts down. This whole country shuts down.
Yeah,
that's it. It's flat. It's like you can derail trains left and right all day long. But if we got our trucks working, we're fine. I can't believe that that's somehow a partisan issue and we can't figure out how to do that.
Yeah, the roads, water. Having fresh water, clean water to municipal lines being able to deliver water that is safe to drink to your house. To have the ability to send your kids to a good school, a public education, a quality public education. They shouldn't be partisan.
And the people who are making decisions and the people who are in power right now who have craved and gerrymandered and picked their way to power aren't doing the things that need to be done to keep the machine running. They have gotten there through the politics of spite. And because they don't have anything else besides the politics of spite, we are all suffering because of it. And we're going to. There's going to be stuff that happens that we're not going to be prepared for. Did you see all the weather situation we have lately? There's tornadoes are a thing now in southern Wisconsin.
We had wildfire warnings going on at the beginning of April.
Yeah.
It is.
And if our DNR is completely, you know, stripped and, you know, left naked because of spite, because I don't like the Dems are in control. Well, guess what? We're all going to be screwed because of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If we can't have Evers assign someone to head the public transportation sector, then because of spite, if we can't get 150 people freaking confirmed because of spite, we're screwed because of it.
It all flows down.
Not because I disagree with the Republican viewpoint. My point is there is no Republican viewpoint. There's just our needs to win. That's it.
And a lot of spite if they don't. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. He's Brian. You can share your tangents with us on this Friday afternoon. You can be like, Mark, how are we doing this Friday?
Well, doing okay. Listening to this stuff, and it just is. The whole Quita Mitchell thing kind of really gets me. Hearing what she tried to pull there, what they're going to try to pull. I mean, if the Republicans had better ideas, they wouldn't be afraid of the voters. And right now, they're afraid of the voters. I mean, and what scares me is I think Republicans are going to try to sink the economy next year just in time for the election. And I think, you know, that, and this is tongue-in-cheek, I'm saying this, and maybe, you know, in the past, you know, historically, when civilizations were, and governments were faced with this kind of issue, they went around to a good old round of human sacrifice and took the bravest and boldest and offered them up to the gods and say that, you know, that maybe this will turn things around. I mean, it's just, yeah, but there will, the Republicans are willing to sacrifice the rest of us for pure venal power. I mean, Scott Walker ran this state like his personal fief, denied the citizens of the state, you know, broadband, denied us high-speed rail, denied us the opportunity of us to split the cost of was it the stadium out in Milwaukee with the tribe, because he wanted to show his conservative bona fides and just screw the people of the state of Wisconsin, and it didn't
still
hurt.
Don't have an expanded badger care either.
Nope, yeah, no badger care either.
I haven't done that.
All for, and we appreciate the phone call, Mark, and all for, what was it, 73 or 83 days on the campaign trail in 2016?
73. Either way, he's a loser, and I cannot believe it. But I cannot believe that people lose that bad and continue to be relevant in Republican circles. For people who chest beat all the time, for people who talk about being alphas all the time and being so strong, and people who have to identify with a strong male character to go and survive for some stupid reason, because by following everybody, they're going to be a leader someday. those people still are like, no, even though he lost all the time and literally every single time he's ever gone up in anything in court and he's lost everything, he's failed at every single business besides grifting me to go and sell hats to, Donald Trump's my guy. Despite being a complete loser governor and just ruining everything, DeSantis is my guy. Oh, man, I love Scott Walker. He's great. Why? Because he owned the Libs that one time. That's it. What else, besides being a complete loser over and over again? They were like, hey, Dan Kelly, we're totally going to run you out there for, like, what is wrong with these people? They can't, like, at some point you have to go and say, you know what, maybe we should get a different roster.
Well, when you all of a sudden have nobody on your roster, you got to start, looking for other options. But
painting themselves into a corner, and it's hurting democracy in general.
Yes, and even Brian, even with that depleted roster, very interesting quote coming out from the chair of the Republican State Party here in Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, saying that. Anybody that thinks that Tammy Baldwin anybody that thinks any Democrat is safe, any incumbent Democrat is safe in Wisconsin, you may want to check again. And apparently, this is reporting over at the Cap Times. Tammy Baldwin beatable in 2024, says GOP Chair Brian Schimming. Well, of course he's going to say that she's beatable. That's his whole job, is to go try to beat her next year. Doesn't mean that...
Based on what?
Yeah, based on, and this is Brian Schimming's, this is his strongest argument, Brian. Again, no roster. We got a really weak bench back here. But Tammy Baldwin's beatable because, has anybody talked to Russ Feingold lately? That's Brian Schimming's. That's Brian Schimming's argument.
Oh, gosh. That was so funny 13 years ago. 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
This is the quote from Brian Schimming. When people tell me a Democrat incumbent is safe in Wisconsin, I always say, when's the last time you heard from U.S. Senator Russ Feingold? Schimming said on a recent episode of Wedge Issues, the Cap Times political podcast. And he added, while he respects Baldwin, having crossed paths with her over the years, he doesn't, quote, think anyone has any illusion that she's safe. And if they do, they may end up surprised.
Yeah, isn't that what Leah Vukmir said when she got the floor mopped with her because she is a horrible candidate in person? Let's not even break this down. I just got to say this: every time someone says that, you know, a Republican says, "Oh no, U.S. no incumbent is safe," I just say scoreboard. Scoreboard.
I think you could point to the statewide races in Wisconsin and use that scoreboard pretty well in recent years. That's an excellent point. Yeah. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. That scoreboard is something we keep an eye on for statewide races.
What's the scoreboard between the two senators as to how many things each one has passed?
Hey, Ron Johnson's got a lot of post offices renamed, Brian. You respect those post office votes.
Oh. Okay. Well, Tammy Baldwin tried to push forth the agenda of the president that was in office, and that was Trump at the time, and she actually succeeded, even though he gave lip service to it. But anyway.
Yeah, you could look at that scoreboard as well. Folks, if you want to share a tangent, we got one more segment left in the week. 844-967-2789. We're going to get into freedom of speech or freedom of no consequences to your speech. I don't know. We'll get into that in this upcoming segment. 844-967-2789. I'm
begging. Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Overcast skies. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to Dueling Tangents Cross Civic Media. And just one more housekeeping note, just for anybody out there in the listening audience named Dick from Madison, if you want to actually claim your tickets for tonight's Brewers game that you won earlier this week, we'd love to send you, but we need your email address. So Dick in Madison, if
going
you are listening,
once, going twice, call, Dick, come out of your garage, give us a call.
Give us a call, 844-967-2789. If your name's not Dick, you can still give us a call. Share your tangent with us in this final segment of the week. But Brian, talking about freedom of speech or freedom of speech without consequences, it's a very interesting topic, something that we hear quite a bit about all over the place now. And before we move into the two selected ones, I want to share one that I had kind of pigeonholed back in the brain, and I was like, oh, I got to talk about this one with Brian. But reporting over at the Washington Post, and this one I just find it very funny, Brian. And the headline, Mike Lindell offered $5 million to anyone who could disprove his claim to have data showing China interfered in the 2020 election. $5 million offered to anyone who could disprove his claim to have data showing China interfered in the 2020 election.
I just pulled something out of my butt and I'm talking about it.
A Nevada man did just that, but Lindell refused to pay. Now an arbitration panel has ordered Lindell to hand over the $5 million.
What an ass. Just.
It's too funny, though, because
like, he's the guy who's
it's one of
on
those.
On this date, at this time, I will release all of the records. And then that date comes up. He's like, oh, I gotta. It's the people. It's the people with the end of the world thing. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, and then it doesn't happen. But continue to believe in me and send me money.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But Lindell apparently gonna have to fork over that $5 million. But it's just an example of this day and age where there's a lot of emboldened people out there that think they can say whatever they want and just get away with it.
That guy advised the president of the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy was a reference for Michael Gableman in the charade that was Wisconsin Republicans saying, oh, there was voter fraud in the 2020. We got to go find it. And they burned through $2.5 million going in and talking with folks like Mike Lindell out in South Dakota at an election integrity.
That dude must be really fun to hang out with. Like, that's literally all I can think of. Like, that, well, he's got to be super fun to hang out with.
A lot less fun to hang out with now because he's got $5 million less money that he's going to have to fork over because he said something, somebody called him out on it, and
honestly, he's just got to go and write some stupid Hillary is a jerk pun and sell a couple t-shirts, and he's going to have millions of dollars again. It's the grift, man. It's great.
It's all about the grift. But it's interesting how people get out of the consequences that come from what they claim to be freedom of speech, Brian. And this is a story that we didn't get to last week when it first popped up, but I think perfectly fits the discussion today. A Wauwatosa alderman says his Twitter account is satire. The mayor calls it shockingly insensitive and discriminatory. And so this guy serves as a Wauwatosa alder, and all of a sudden a Twitter account that he has, it's a personal account, it's not an account for his alderman position in Wauwatosa, but it's got some pretty blatantly terrible things on there, and he just chucks it. Oh, that's satire. What were you satirizing? I don't really have an answer for that, but it's just satire, Brian. Is that a good enough excuse for?
I don't understand how they like. How do you not know that? Like, why are we just? Your head doing so? Okay, all right. I used to play poker a lot back when, you know, World Series of Poker came out, mm-hmm. and became huge. I mean, not when it came out, but when it started blowing up and everything. Of course, I was in the bars at the time, and we were playing poker after hours, all that type of thing. Well, the owner of the bar that I was working at in LA at the time, nice guy and all that stuff, kind of naive socially-ish and, you know, a little bit odd. But anyway, he was playing poker and everything, and we were playing in his bar and, you know, we're using my chips, but he lost. And it was a really bad beat, and he didn't like it. So he told me to pack up the chips and that we all had to leave because it had to be done.
Those are the most fun people to play with.
And the other guy and myself had to bring him in the back and sit down and explain to him why that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
You can't just take your ball and go home.
Yeah.
And having to explain that.
You're a big tough guy. You can say whatever you want. And then when the consequences come around and you just be like, oh, well, sorry, this was just satire. I promise I wasn't actually being... Yeah, you have to own what you put out there. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel...
Or recognize socially. If you can't recognize socially that that's bad, yeah, you probably shouldn't be in politics, you idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair. And it is just... there's countless examples. Excellent piece over the Journal Sentinel. Go check it out. But he puts things in like the Russian flag in his Twitter bio of this satirical account filing for national divorce, because that's satire right there, Brian. Satire filing for national divorce. But it's very fascinating that some people just all of a sudden do not want the consequences that come with the freedom of speech they claim to love. They claim to love to say whatever they want, but then when they're called out on it, shockingly, they cower away from it. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We've got enough time for one more tangent this week. We got Gene in Wales calling in. Gene, what's on your mind today?
I was picking up on your students and what the Republicans are doing to college students, maybe even high school students, about registering. They had that one study they gave to all the university students about a month ago that they've been really pushing this morning on the Up North News. They talked about a hearing that the Republicans had about free speech on campuses, but they didn't let anybody from the public come. They had invited guests only. And my sense is that there's a group of Menards money, professors being affected by Menards money that are kind of putting out junk science or junk data. And what's going to happen is they're trying to reduce the number of college students in our state by reducing the two-year campuses somehow, not advertising, kind of the strategy of getting, the IDs that students have. They could be usable for voting, but they refuse to, put some information on those cards. And there's more dots that are being connected how the Republicans are trying to come up with the 20,000 votes. And by decreasing the number of college students we have that vote their way, is kind of getting to their eventual plan.
Gene, that's a terrific comment. Sorry to cut you short. We're here short on time. But yeah, that is absolutely something. The free speech survey public hearing that's invite only is pretty interesting too.
It's like having a hearing on COVID remotely about whether you should go in public or in person or not.
Really. Folks, Dueling Dadgets will be back on Monday at 2. Have a terrific weekend. Talk to y'all then.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence, or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure, or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.